They asked me, it's raining hot this morning, should I cook less rice? You know?
有人问我是不是今天早上下了这么大的雨，是不是要少吃一点？
少煮饭，少煮点饭，你 know? And I said, I don't know, you know?
我说我不知道。
I'm happy to see all of you here.
我们很高兴看见大家在这里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, just thank you for the time we can spend together in your name, that you'll be uplifted among us, and you'll remember what you have done, and remember what we have to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I was talking to you, a few of you this morning. I talked to you. I said, last weekend, I was in a cafeteria. I met up with one of my co-workers.
我上个星期又碰见我一个同工同事。
And I'm in my 60s, he's in his 50s.
我是六十多岁，他五十多岁。
So I just say every morning we wake up, you know, we have kind of aches here and there, pains here, the joints are everywhere.
我们早上起来的时候都有这也不舒服，那也不舒服，这也痛，那也痛的。
And then we have to warm up before we can really start to move, you know.
我们起来的时候要先活动一下，然后才能做动作。
He just said, imagine, you know, that one day wake up, you know, feel no pain.
如果你想象一下，有一天早上起来，你突然什么痛都没了。
And you look at me and just smile, you know.
你看见我就是老是在笑。
You know what that means?
你说这个事是意味着什么呢？
We are gone, you know.
这就是我们已经不在了。
And you don't experience no pain, you know, experience no pain.
如果是一点痛都没有了，就是我们不在了。
I'm in the 60s.
我现在六十多。
And I feel like 16 is still in my mind, you know.
但是我脑在里面觉得我是十六。
And at that age, I can do front somersault, back somersault with the gymnastic team, you know.
我觉得在我的脑袋里面，我可以在前空翻、后空翻。
And now I could hardly walk, you know.
现在呢，我就是连走路都有点困难。
I'm really envy Jane. She still can run 10 kilos.
我有点嫉妒这个皇家，她可以跑十公里。
And she still want to run the half marathon, you know.
她还要想去跑这个半马。
So you young people, you know, look up.
所以说你们年轻的要看她学习。
Anyway, what are the most memorable moments in your life?
那么你生命中最值得记忆的是哪一天呢？
Now life is with a series of decisions.
我们生命是有很多一系列的决定所做出来的。
And what would you like to change if you have a chance to reset, push the reset button?
如果说你可以重新调整生活的话，你会做什么呢？
Today there's a relatively long passage, you know, so I just want to summarize what it is.
今天有一个很长的经文，我只是想把它总结一下。
Yeah, total five chapters in the Bible, okay?
因为这个是由从五章里面总结出来的。
And so, in this five chapters, it's just recording what Paul, some events that happened in Paul, to Paul.
这五章里面就总结了这个在保罗身上发生了什么事情。
Paul just finished his third missionary journeys.
保罗完成了第三次这个宣教的旅程。
And he returned to Jerusalem.
然后呢，还回到耶路撒冷。
And his presence there caused a riot.
他呢，在那里时候呢，就引起了地方的骚乱。
And the Jews really want to kill him.
这个犹太人真的是想杀死他。
And but then he was saved by the Roman soldiers from among them.
结果就是他被这个罗马兵丁呢救下来了。
Now before he was taken away, he wanted to present his case.
当他被带走之前呢，他想给犹太人说他的自己的遭遇。
What he presented was his own conversion. How did he come to know Jesus?
他给他们说的是他自己的他的经历，他怎样来认识耶稣的。
Telling the crowd that he used to be a Pharisee.
他告诉这个犹太人，他原来也是法利赛人。
He's very strict with the Jewish law.
他是很严谨的执守犹太律法的。
So he's not trying to do away with the Jewish law.
他根本不是想废除犹太法律的。
But the crowd would not listen to him.
但是呢，群众不听他的。
Later on, he was sent to another official named Felix.
然后呢，他就被送到另外一个官员，这个官员的名字叫腓力斯。
Because the Jews really want to kill him.
因为这个犹太人真的是想把他杀掉。
Now, in trying to please the Jews, Felix did not release Paul, even though he knows that he is innocent.
这个腓力斯为了想讨好犹太人，所以说呢，他虽然知道保罗一点罪都没有，但是他还是把他关押起来的。
Then after 2 years later, he passed it on to the next official named Festus.
然后呢，两年以后呢，他又把这个保罗留在下一任的这个官员，就是腓斯都。
Now Felix again tried to release the Jews, so he did not release Paul either.
那个腓斯都呢也是这样的，所以说呢，他也没有把这个保罗来释放。
So Paul asked to appeal to Caesar.
所以说保罗在这种情况下他就说我要见这个凯撒皇帝。
Caesar is the emperor of at Rome.
在那个时候呢，凯撒就是罗马的皇帝。
And his wish was granted.
然后呢，他这个请愿呢是被允许了。
Now before his journey to Rome, he has a chance to share his testimony with King Agrippa.
然后呢，他在去罗马之前呢，还有一个机会呢，可以向这个亚基伯王呢诉说他的经历。
Now this King Agrippa was a great grandson of King Herod the Great.
这个亚基伯王呢是这个大希律王的这个孙子。
This King Herod the Great was the one who persecuted Jesus, wanted to kill Jesus.
这个呢就是那个想杀害这个杀害耶稣基督的那个希律王。
Now Paul's testimony was repeated 3 times in the Book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》里面，保罗的经历重复了3次。
And one of them is as a narrative in chapter 9.
在这个第9章里面是用叙述的旁白的方法说出来的。
And in chapter 22 and chapter 26, it was shared by Paul himself.
在第23到和第26章里面是保罗亲自说出来的。
So if the incident was being recorded 3 times in the Bible, so it's something very important.
如果说这个在圣经里面记载了3次的话，那就是很重要的。
Simply put it, the storyline is like this.
如果我们简单的总结的话，就是这样的。
Paul went to Damascus. Paul was a really enthusiast, for the zealous for his faith.
保罗呢，他去大马士革，他为他自己的这个信仰很热心。
And he wanted to.Lock up all the Christians there.
他真的是想把所有的基督徒都关起来。
And on his way to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him.
在他去大马士革的路上，耶稣向他显现。
And a big light shone on him, and then he was blind for 3 days.
所以说，一个大光照下来，他就眼睛瞎了3天。
And he asked Jesus questions, and Jesus answered him.
他问了耶稣基督的问题，然后耶稣回答了他。
And then he was led into the city.
然后呢，他就被带到一个城里面。
And then God ordered a believer there named Ananias.
然后呢，在那个城就是大马士革城，这个有个叫亚拉尼亚的一个信徒。
And God told him, you go there and pray for this man named Paul.
然后呢，这他神就向他显现说，亚拉尼亚，你去到这个叫保罗的人那里去给他为他祷告。
And Ananias went grudgingly, very unwillingly.
然后呢，亚拉尼亚是很不情愿的去的。
Because he knew who Paul was.
因为他知道保罗是谁呀。
Anyway, he prayed for Paul.
但是呢，他还是为保罗祷告。
And Paul regained his sight.
然后呢，保罗就重新恢复了他的视力。
And then he became a Christian right away.
他马上就成为了基督徒。
And he testified for Jesus right away there at that moment, right after he can see.
然后呢，他一看见了以后呢，他马上就当时立马就为耶稣基督做见证。
Now everyone has a different conversion experience.
每一个人都有一个信主的不同的经历。
And most of our experience is not as dramatic as Paul.
我们很多人可能我们的经历不像这个保罗这样富有戏剧性。
But it is always on the same theme.
但是呢，我们是有一个共同的一个主题的。
Our conversion is we change.From being the enemy of God to being the children of God.
我们是从神的敌人变成了神的孩子。
Even though we have different conversion experience.
虽然我们有不同的信主的经历。
But after each of our conversion, I think there's one thing that we should be similar.
虽然我们不信主的经历不同，但是我们信了主以后，我们有一个同样的经历。
Each of us should ask the same question Paul asked.
我们每一个人都会问。保罗问了同样的问题。
On his way to Damascus, he encountered Jesus. He asked 2 questions.
他去大马士革的路上，他碰见了耶稣基督，他问了两个问题。
The first question is in Acts chapter 22 verse 8.
然后第一个问题就是《使徒行传》第22章第8节。
He said, "Who are you, Lord?"
他说，主啊，你是谁
And the second question he asked.
第二个问题他问的呢
What shall I do, Lord?
主啊，我当做什么？
The first question is you want to know who really Jesus is.
第一个问题就是说耶稣到底是谁？
It is not just what we should know about Jesus.
我们不是关于知道关于我们不单是要知道关于主的事情。
Like I asked you, do you know Obama?
我问你，你知不知道奥巴马？
I think everyone of you will shoot your hands up. Yes, I know him.
你会举手说，哎，我认识啊。
What color does he like?
他喜欢什么颜色呢
？What does he like to eat？
他喜欢吃什么东西呢
？You don't know. You don't know about Obama.
你根本不知道。实际上你是了解他，但是你不知道他。
What do you know Jesus? I mean that as a person.
你要知道耶稣的话，你要知道他的人，他人是什么
？As a friend.
他是你的朋友。
Who is he in your life?
他在你的生命中起了什么作用
？What has he done？
他为你做了什么
？What is he going to do？
他将来会为你做什么
？To the world, to you。
他为神，他为世界，他为你做了什么
？The second question is based on how well we know him。
第二个问题就是说，你对他了解的程度。
And then, what are we going to do with my life after I know him？
如果我了解了他，那么我会用我的生命怎样来回应
？These two questions。Will dictate your direction of your life.
这两个问题就可以决定你人生的方向。
We should ask the same questions every day.
我们应该问这两个问题，每天这样问。
Who are you, Lord? I want to know you better.
主，你是谁？我想更了解你。
And what am I going to do now?
我了解你，我应该做什么呢？
The answer to the first question will change our value system.
对第一个问题的回答可以改变我们的价值观。
We often look at Jesus as if we know everything about him.
我们经常就看见耶稣，我们就知道我们了解他。
我们以为我们了解。
我们以为了解他。
We know him. Okay. Oh, he's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And he loved the world. He died on the cross for each one of us.
他爱世人，他为我们死在十字架上。
And he resurrected from the dead to show that he has power over death.
然后呢，他从死里复活，然后就显示了他战胜死亡的这个能力。
He's the savior of the world.
他是世界的救主。
He's the creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造者。
Why all these statements about him are true?
这些话都是正确的。
But do you really think that you know him like you know a close one, a close friend?
你是不是觉得你了解他，你认识他，就像你认识你所熟悉的那个人
？Your spouse，
像你的这个配偶
，or your lover，
啊，你的爱人。
Do you know what he likes or he doesn't like？
你知道他喜欢什么和不喜欢什么
？And when you do something, do you know right away that whether he likes it or not？
你做了一些事情，你会不会马上就知道他喜欢或者不喜欢
？It's just like feel like he's always right by you, you know, looking at you.
他好像是在你的旁边，他时常的看过你。
Because you know so well about him, you know him so well.
因为你知道他，你了解这么清楚。
This kind of relationship can only be developed from a constant connection with that person.
这种了解的程度是你和他的这个紧密程度所决定的。
For his whole life, Paul put the knowing Christ as the foremost important thing in his life.
对保罗，他整个生命中，他觉得他认识主耶稣是他的至宝。
And this is what he put down in the book of Philippians.
这个是他在腓立比书所写下来的。
Let's read together, right? Okay.
我们一起来读。
Whatever.
中文英文我读音啊，以前我现在都严审了。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢了去万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我得以从死里复活。
The first thing about knowing Jesus is.The worth of knowing him.
我们要知道的这个基督，就是第一个事情就是
要他的价值。
哦，要知道他的价值。
OK， 认识他的价值。Okay. How do you think? How do you value the worth of knowing Jesus?
你怎样知道这个认识耶稣基督的这个价值呢
？That will change your whole life outlook of life.
你如果知道的话。你的整个人生观会改变的。
Knowing Jesus, how important is to you?
了解基督，认识基督对你是至关重要的。
Paul put his whole life on the line.
他把他整个生命都献上来了。
He everything he got, you know, in his life, he just count as rubbish, as garbage.
他把万事都看作粪土。
And the second thing is, Paul want to know, what does he want to know about Jesus?
第二就是说他。要怎样认识耶稣
？He want to know him about Jesus, the power of his resurrection.
他要知道耶稣基督复活的大能。
Basically, he would say, "I want to know him so I can live a resurrected life."
他基本上就这样讲：我要认识他，所以说我可以过一个这个死而复活的这个生活。
The supernatural life that God has promised.
就是神所允许的那个超自然的生活。
And for this.Knowing Jesus, Paul is willing to give up everything.
所以说，为了这样，耶稣把他生命中所有的都放弃了。
And his whole life, you know that Paul is going that direction.
你知道吗？保罗就是走向一个目标，一个方向。
He want to understand his righteousness in him.
他要知道他身上的义。
His position in Christ Jesus.
他在耶稣基督里所处的地位。
A lot of time, a lot of us, we just say, "Yes, we are Christians."
很多时候我们就是说我们是基督徒
We are saved by the blood of Christ.
我们被耶稣的宝血所救赎
Do you really know what that means?
你真的知道这其中的意义吗
Or it's just a Christian jargon that we use that all the time.
是不是就是一个基督徒所常用的术语你经常在用而已
Have you thought about where are we saved from and where are we saved unto?
你知不知道我们是从哪里被救赎出来的我们救赎出来要做什么
We like movies with happy endings.
我们喜欢这个电影里面的这个喜剧的结尾。
We like excited for a guy who changed from a very poor guy to a very rich guy.
我们就看见一个很穷的人就变成了一个很富的人。
A common girl is turned to a princess.
一个很平常的一个女孩子就变成了一个公主。
A poor student finally make it to get the Nobel Prize.
一个很穷的一个学生最后就得到了诺贝尔奖。
Something dramatic.
这个是多么戏剧性的。
But nothing is more dramatic than our conversion. Have you thought about that?
你知道吗？没有什么更比我们成为基督徒更戏剧性的了。
From God's enemy to God's children.
从神的敌人变成神的孩子。
Nothing is so humanly impossible.That it has to only be accomplished by the death of Jesus Christ.
这个我们成为基督徒是在人是不可能的，但是在耶稣在神里面是可以的。
Nothing has a more dramatic result.
没有一件事情
a more dramatic result
更比成为基督徒有这个戏剧性了。
We are transferring from death to life.
我们从死复活。
From darkness to light.
从黑暗到光明。
If we fully comprehend what is our righteousness means,
你如果真正的知道我们的义是什么意思的话
，we will not run out of story to tell, to share with people.
我们有很多的故事要和别人分享。
We will not just think that now we got a ticket to heaven in the future.
我们不是说我们现在得到了上天堂的门票。
Now what should I do in between time to entertain ourselves?
那我们在这个去天堂之前，我们做什么呢？
去叫我们叫什么高高兴兴一下 you know? Happy happy joy joy、right?
然后我们就很高兴啊就
The second thing Paul wants to know about is how to live out his resurrected life
保罗提出了第二个问题就是说我们怎样活出一个复活的生命
In order to experience this resurrected power
如果我们要来经历这种复活的大能的话
And Paul just wants to say, I want to follow Jesus into his sufferings and to his death.
保罗说我要效法他的死，效法他的受苦。
Of course, this not doesn't mean that Paul wants to kill himself.
这并不是说保罗要把他自己杀掉。
It is mentally ready mentally just ready to put our life on the line in order to follow him.
这个就是说他这个理智上他把他的生命献出来来跟随耶稣。
那 we all want a happy, want a peaceful life, okay?
每个想要一个和平。平安的生活
a happy happy joy joy life that's his struggle happy happy joy joy
这个就是我们很喜乐很平安的样子
everyone wants that kind of life
每个人都喜欢都希望如此
is that Paul got nothing else better to think about he wanted to a life of suffering is that Paul got nothing else better to think about he wants a life of suffering
oh let me check 是不是OK
保罗是没事做呀只是想着要受苦啊！
不，他是不是没事做，只是想要受苦 ？Let me get my peace. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Because he knows that only through suffering he can put his old self under control.
他知道他只有在受苦的时候，他才能什么？不能掌握自己，
把他的老我控制住。
他在把我老我控制住。
We can only live out the life that God wants when we are going through suffering.
我们只有在受苦中才能过神所愿意的一个生活。
This is happened. This is put out in First Peter 4 chapter 1 chapter 4 verse 1.
这个是在彼得前书第四章第一节所说的。
I just read, okay?
我来读。
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude.Because whoever suffers in the body is stained with sin.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的性质作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Recently, I have a lot of problem with my back.
最近呢，我的背老是不好。
And there are a lot of brothers and sisters here. We really try to offer a lot of advice, to try to heal, get well soon, okay?
很多弟兄姊妹都希望我是吧？希望你马上就好
okay? But to me, I mean that I think after all these back pains, you know, I think I really learned something.
但是呢，这些背痛呢，使我学到了一些很多东西。
I spend less time on thinking some bad stuff, you know, thinking more about praying, you know.
我很就是我花更多的时间是在祷告上。
And become calmer and become more patient.
我呢就更平安了，我更平静了。
I think God wants us to go through all the every experience is tailor made, you know, for us.
所以说，我相信我的每个人的经历都是神量体裁衣给我们制定的。
Flying is a love hate relationship to me.
所以说，这个飞过去飞过来对我来说是爱恨交加的。
A lot of you know that I work in California.
很多人都知道我在加州工作。
And I fly about 90 times a year.
我大概一年要飞90多次。
And you know, every week back and forth. You know,
每个星期就是来回啊。
It's boring, you know.
这是很枯燥的。
But at the same time,
但是呢，同时呢
，On the fly, I can look out the window and talk to God like a friend.
但是呢，我可以看到窗外，飞行的时候。我可以和神像朋友一样交流。
I can relate to him my physical problems.
我可以，我因为肉体上的受苦，我和他有联系。
Problems on my job, my ups and downs.
是我工作上的问题，我的起伏跌宕。
Sometimes at the right moment, you look out the window. There's the sunset. You know, there's no clouds blocking it because it's above the cloud.
你看这个在看书窗外啊，你看。就没有云啊，都是云上太阳。
And the Lord is especially close.
那个时候，神特别和我亲近。
I notice recently tears come down more frequently.
我现在发现我流眼泪更多了。
I'm calmer.
我更平静了。
Facing my back, my eyes, you know, all the other problems.
所以说呢，我虽然有这么多的问题。
The second question is linked to the first.
第二个问题和第一个问题很有联系。
Now we know him better. What we're going to do?
既然你都了解他更多了，你当怎么做呢
？Don't be fooled.
不要做愚昧人。
If the Lord goes through all these problems to redeem you, to buy you back.
如果神受了这么多苦，把你赎回来了。
He's not going to let you go and just say, oh, do whatever you want.
他不会就说哦，你想做什么就做什么吧。
And then I'll open you with, welcome you with open arms, you know, when you get to heaven.
啊，所以说，然后我就会张开双臂在天上迎接你。
This is what we want.
这是我们想要的。
The goodness of both worlds.
啊，这个就是我们的希望。
We want to have, you know, enjoy life here and then have enjoy the heaven, you know, in the future.
我们在地上享受人生，我们在天上享受永生。
But God has an extremely high standard.
但是神有更高的标准。
In Luke chapter 9, verse 62.
我们看这个路加福音九章62节。
Jesus said to the young man, "No one after putting his hands to a plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God."
耶稣对这个年轻人说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Entering the kingdom of God has extremely high standard.
所以说，进入神的国有很高的标准的。
The path is narrow and not too many will find it.
这个去的路是很窄的，很多人是找不到的。
And make it worse, you know, God said, "You do all of this for me."
这个更糟糕的是说，神说的，你做这些都是为了我。
16, okay, Matthew 16, not 5:1, okay. What is it there?
这个就是马太福音五章十六节，不是五章一节。
It said that your light be so shine before men in such a way that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光这样照在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为，便叫荣耀归给你们天上的父。
We don't even get any glory. No.
我们没有得到这个荣耀的。
Worse yet, God said, I won't even say thank you.
更糟糕的是，神连说谢谢都不说。
And he said, it's just like the master talking to the servant. So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, to say, we are unworthy servants. We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.
就好像圣经上说了一样，你们做完了一切吩咐，你后来只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应该做的。
Wow, you may think God is such an absolute narcissist. 自怜者。
哦，神是这么自怜的。
Okay, everything is me, 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 I, me, mine. Okay, nothing for you.
他讲的都是我，你没有得到一点这个好处的。
But when you look back,
但是你再回头看一看呢
？God does not tell us what to do.
神没有说去做什么，
告诉我们怎么去做。
没说怎么去，告诉怎么去做。
Instead, he show us what to do.
他只是显示我们要做什么，
他做给我们看怎么去做。Okay, 所以他不是只是用口来告诉我们怎么去做，他用他自己的生命来 show us, you know, 教导我们怎么去做。And this is what we call it in Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, chapter 2 verse 5 to 8.
这个是腓立比书第二章五到八节。
Let's all read all this together, okay?
我们一起来读。这心为心，你有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，诚心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He came from the highest ever in the position ever anyone can imagine.
他从一个人可以想象到的最高的地位
，come to the lowest position you can imagine.
到了一个你可以想象最低的地位。
He just show you how to be a servant.
他向我们显示怎样成为一个仆人。
And that's why when he requests you to be His servant, he show you how to do it.
所以说，他要求你作为一个仆人的时候，他给你显示他怎样做的。
He just say, "Now I've given myself to you. I've given myself."
他说我把自己给了你。
Now it's your turn.
所以说现在是看你怎么做了。
God does not ask us to die for him.
神不是要我们为他而死。
He asks us to live for him.
他要我们为他而活。
Dying for him is a privilege.
为他而死是一个特权。
Paul's response is very noble after he knows this God.
保罗知道神以后，他的这个回应是非常崇高的。
Let's skip one. Did I?
You can imagine.
Oh, here. Okay. This is Paul's response to God's calling.
这个是神对神呼召的回应。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职分，证明神恩惠的福音。
We are not Paul. We don't have belief like behave like him.
我们不是保罗，我们不应该，不是要像他那样做。
Even though he set a very good example for each of us.
虽然他为我们每一个人做了一个很好的榜样。
God does not ask each one of us doing the same thing for him.
神不是要我们每一个人像保罗一样做这些事情。
We follow him to the level we can handle.
我们就是做到一个程度，就是我们可以，就是可以做出来的程度。
So God won't demand you to be a preacher, you know, when you're just first belief.
所以神不会说你刚一信的时候，他就变成就让你去讲道。
But it is important for us to grasp a good understanding of who our Lord is.
但是对我们来讲，我们了解主是谁是很重要的。
Before we engage to serve Him,
在我们服侍他之前
，or else somewhere down the road.
在你的旅程中，
要不然在你们旅程里面 ，OK? If you don't know him better, you'll feel tired.
如果你不了解他，你不更深的了解他，你会感到疲惫的。
You'll complain God is unfair. How come he has such a good life? No.
你就会
what a problem.
你就会很多抱怨，你说别人怎么生活比我好，为什么我有这么多的问题
？You feel regret and you turn back.
然后呢，你就会。就会转身了。
Make no misunderstanding, though.
我们不要犯这些错误。
He wants our best.
神要我们最好的。
You can be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, a professor.
你可以成为医生、律师、教授、
工程师。And you know, Chinese parents used to tell our kids, you know.
这个中国父母这样告诉孩子的
：You can be a lawyer.
你可以成为律师。
You can be a doctor.
可以成为医生。
You can be an engineer.
可以成为工程师。
You can be a professor.
你也可以成为这个教授。
I give you the choice. Take your pick.
我给你这个选择，你可以慎选一样。
Right? That's how we, you know, that works.
这个就是父母怎样教导孩子的。
But God allows us more than this scope, okay? He allows more than this.
所以说神呢，他的这个选择范围更大了。
But just remember, whatever you do, who you are living for.
但是要记得，你为谁而活。
Let's read this thing here, that God just don't just tell us what to do, or show us what to do.
神不光是告诉我们要怎么做，而要显示他是怎么做的。
He also sent us the cheerleaders.
他要我们成为这个，
他也给我们那个拉拉队。
拉拉队。
With the cheer, this is what it is, no? The witness surrounding us, no?
这个就是他讲的拉拉队。
It means cheerleaders, okay? To cheer us on.
他这些拉拉队就是让我们振作起来。
He knows that we'll get tired.
他知道我们会劳累的。
He knows we will sometimes we want to give up.
他知道我们有时候会想放弃的。
That's why that's the cheerleaders, you know, to cheer us on. So let's read this.
所以说他就给我们这个拉拉队，让我们这个振作起来。我们来读这段经文。振作喜乐见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲惫灰心。
As we travel this life journey,
当我们走过这生命的旅程的时候
，all the time we entangle in our sins。
我们很多时候就被这个身上的罪所缠累。
There always something that hinders us, always something hinders us from moving forward.
但是总有提醒我们要往前走的。
就有东西阻止我们往前走。
阻止我们往前走的。
We have various burdens.
我们有不同的这个负担重担。
But let's like the author of Hebrews say, let's fix our eyes on Jesus.
就像这个希伯来书作者说的一样，让我们定睛在耶稣身上。
And then we listen to cheerleaders around us.
然后我们就听我们周围弟兄姊妹的拉拉队的声音。
Then we finally reach the goal line.
然后我们就可以到达我们生命的目标。
Let's pray.
啊，我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天早上借着我们弟兄Steve 的口向我们传讲，是吧？保罗有两个问题，一个就是主你是谁，第二个就是我当怎样做。我们认识你是谁的时候，我们就生命的价值观就改变了。我们生命的价值观改变了以后，我们就知道，我们就会问我们当怎样做。主啊，你从最高的宝座到了最低的这个马槽出生，主啊，你给我们显示了一个仆人的榜样。主，但是你又回到高天，主，你给我们设立好榜样。主，我们真的是仰望你，愿我们把自己放下，定睛仰望你。你在地上是怎样做的，我们也跟着你。主，我们真的是这样来仰望你。你为我们死，我们为你而活。圣经上保罗、彼得、很多约翰等等给我们写了这么多鼓励我们的话，我们也身边有很多弟兄姊妹来鼓励我们，说啊，我们不是孤孤单单走完这个旅程的。就像刚才圣经所说的一样，耶稣基督是创始成终的神，他创了始，开了起了开端，他要成终，他要结尾的，不是靠我们，而是靠神的能力，我们走完这一生的道路。主，我们真的是仰望你，愿你给我们信心，让我们有那么一点点信心，我们可以走完天路，因为你在眷顾，你在保守。我们感谢赞美你，谢谢主耶稣，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。